다 드릴 노래 전부 시일까 이제 노래 전부 얘기하니 시야에서 먼저 좀 넘어선지 이마대 넘어선지 대라 아니 그런 것들 제일 크게 미마시 신의 근데 그런 야포 있어는 다니 그런 것들이 결혼하
So tonight is the time to talk about Lambrim. And Lambrim, as you know, is a teaching that combines both Sutra and Tantra, and therefore Lambrim is a Mahayana teaching. And most of you are fully aware what kind of motivation a person aspiring to be a Mahayana should have. So, according to your knowledge, generate or set out as sound a motivation as possible, please.
Oh yeah, that means that he learning the that correct, you know. So, I mean, those meditations, I'm not done with all of this, I mean, let me jump him at all. 강기장, 치기장, 뱀, 공기적 뱀, 도어서. 저는 짠통화 때, 아니, 산지, 치유, 뱀도, 아니, 라면적 뱀도, 그랬는 거야.
This is the visitor,
강기장, 짠통화 때, 짠통화 때, 아니, 라면적 뱀, 치기적 뱀, 도어서.
Unless you see an enemy, then I ask Geshe-la whatever the name. You see yourself as your enemy, or you see an enemy out there. Regardless of what it means, unless you see an enemy, lamas will not be of benefit, teachings will not hit you, and nothing will be of any help.
但是现在他让金子给现在红的那人家给钱放上面你让你来先也不满通过人呢那你长期讲的你是在那里呢你他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他
So now this cryptic statement is elaborated to mean unless you see self-centeredness, self-cherishing attitude as your enemy, then even if a live Buddha, a living Buddha will appear before you in his or her full glory and give you all their knowledge, teach. And if your own guru were to do the same thing, teach you in a very personal, in a personal way, a customized teaching, nothing will hit the heart. And therefore, teaching will fall flat on a heart full of self-cherishing thought. Conversely speaking, a person who has really seen what it means to suffer from self-centeredness and how ruinous it has been throughout time, and therefore succeeds or attempts to evict it from their heart, and then begins to value, cherish, treasure other people, other beings more, then that person is spiritually rotten from within, such that even if a Buddha were to appear and give a small teaching, the teaching will go right down to where it has to go and bring about immediate benefit to the person.
kadaande lama yukanaari maku maagu mithi chite chugu mithu sini sindri shumbo yin ranchi indi jen kane zunche ranchi indi kone sende nro nene chu kaze nyenba yin ati chite cha yin chu digi chun hendo mago wa sende pende maate maku kora nore nyo yao yin maku deko goro zo dhe digi maa kaze yewa yin ati jirimbo kaze jana nyenbo cha yin chino mewa yin ino jire.
Here, the great Sangakatamba Lamas has this to say. A leather bag that holds the bhaksha together cannot be softened and made malleable by bhaksha. A person who is hardened by teaching will remain ever incorrigible. So that means, you know, in Tibet, we put butter in a special leather, and that leather takes the shape of a round cake of the butter, and it's really stiff. Over time, it becomes stiff. It gets stiffened by butter. Such a leather, so stiffened by butter, can never be made malleable and soft.
Teji maku kunda ha kuch marwa maku teji malu teji ani jeben jo sok nolo jeben lugre tina ji so ungo kawa tina lugre tina ji ta kawa te kawa tina yo chi ta lugi lugre to do kanga malu sa te ani maku si ta lugre kanga malu ni jeben bo le guru le ji jeben ma to dao le tini chau ma le eto kawa niye le jala mar gugu le te kol ma mo da ni ya te guru chau yo le.
So if you don't know what markot means, butter leather, literally it means butter leather, and butter leather is made from the stomach of all, you know, animals, and as well as the head skin of the animals, and any other skin. In the beginning, when you put butter in that, as leather, it retains its softness. But when it is used for a long time, over and again to put butter, then the butter which is otherwise used to make other types of leather, soft, will not work for that leather. So, from this we can deduce what the analogy is talking about. In the same way, you know, the more teaching one listens, you know, the rich, soft teaching like the butter that goes into the back of self-centeredness. And when it goes into self-centeredness, like butter hardens the leather over time, in the same way, if the teachings are not received with a view to seeing the crippling drawbacks of self-centeredness temporarily and ultimately, and if teachings are not received to bring about a transformation, then a transformation by way of cherishing others more, treasuring others more, then the teaching that goes, the volume of teaching that goes into the back of self-centeredness will only harden the heart of that person. And that person now will remain truly the best example of incorrigibility.
Oh yeah, today in that Sanji ke rana drama thonga te se de Sanji chong phe me to chi chong phe me to osu mo de.
That's why Buddha says, unless you see yourself as enemy, Buddha will not help, Dharma will be of no help.
Chu khande di monyun da ma chum ba monyun ka yin nan da. Chu di ရန်ကိဘီယေတင်ချာရန်မီကိဘီရှင်းကြီးတင်ကြီးမချွေးသင်တဲ့တိကြီးမထားချဲတယ်တင်းကြီးရန်ကိတန်ရုံတဲ့ရန်ကိညာထဘေးနာအဲအာသုံးငယ်ကိစံဘောလာမေချာရောညလာရုပ်ချေထူရော်လေကာလာမီစွန်းဒီမွန်ညွန်းမစင်ဒီဒီရုံညလာပြန်ဆွေးရဲချောက်ကြီးစုံပါ
On the other hand, regardless of the amount of teaching one receives, no matter who from, whether from Buddha or from Guru, as long as one has receptivity and fertility in the heart, then the teachings will be received as a corrective measure, to do away with the errors of judgment, thinking that has the implications on one's behavior, and to cultivate on the fertile field of this receptive mind positive qualities or virtues. If teachings are received by such a receptive heart, then the teachings will hit a target and bring about the desired outcome.
ရန်ညလာတဲ့ချင်းသာရေတဲ့ချက်ချင်းရာထူရမှာရန်ချင်းစစ်တဲ့အဲဒါကားဆိုအာဂုံမီနိုဂျစ်တဲ့ရေတဲ့လိုလိုရာချာဒီဂုံမီဒီကောင်ချီလို့ဒီနေ့ကတည်းကချီလို့ကိုဒီချီဒီကမှာတော့ဒီနာရှိကနေရန်ချင်းစစ်ဒီရာရေတဲ့နေမယ်ပါချာဒေါ်ဒေါ်ချာလေးစနေတဲ့ရေတဲ့နေကမှာလေဒီဒါရေတဲ့ချင်းမတဲ့မှာမဟုတ်ရှိတဲ့ဂုံမီဒီကောင်ကတော့ကိုယ်နဲ့ပြေခါရင်းကိုကြားတယ်ကြီး
So, in the light of this introduction, as you have heard teachings in this part of the teachings today, we need to spend time to see the many drawbacks. What's another way for drawback? I'll have run out of drawbacks now. Disadvantages is a really special word, disadvantages or drawbacks. Limitations.
Negative consequences,
thank you. Anyway, yeah, these words. So we need to spend a lot of time to think about the drawbacks, negative consequences, disadvantages, the downside of self-cherishing thought, and how self-cherishing thought gives you the veneer, the facade of caring for one, a semblance of caring and doing good for one, but practically, in the very act of doing good for one, it really ends up doing highly detrimental things for one, and therefore not an iota of a good comes off from self-cherishing thought. For example, if you have a fully blown balloon, and if you try to pour water on this, the water will not remain on the balloon. The water that pours on the balloon will just fall off. Whereas the balloon will attract things like, because of its electricity, it will attract the hair and rubbish and all, everything that you don't want. In the same way, self-cherishing thought gives you nothing, but gives you everything that you don't need and want.
Mm-hmm. ခရမရှိဆုံးတဲ့နေ့မှာတန်ခိမိချီရဲ့ဝင်နေတာတန်ဒီကနေ့ 제제 대신에 폐지 명예도 차인 거 가르치는 고라마지 선문단의 명예 미디기 왕라고 피신에 아 너를 먹고서 얘기도 와.
So in a family, if in a family there's a person who has control over the running of the family, but if that person is somewhat selfish, doesn't think about other members of the family, and he will create havoc, and therefore there will be no peace.
나로르지 바로부 장래에 로나 지네 바로부로 어느 시중보다 되게 이미지 해버리나 이 마음이 가지 있는 코로나를 너무 되고 코로나 가고 지게 너무 타마를 그 펜더지부터 도우야 또
On the other hand, the head of the family is a person matriarchal or patriarch or patriarch. It's a person who really thinks of the overall happiness and well-being of the family, and dedicates their life to the welfare of the family. Then everyone in the family will know that, and they will love him or love her, and he will or she will in turn do everything possible for them. So it is going to be it is going to be a win-win situation for everyone in the family. So, Xianjin means somebody who has a sense for caring others or others, cherishing attitude. They will bring good qualities. I'm just doing a literal translation. They will bring good things to the family, for the family, and the family will bring good things to them.
For
example, there are some people, who are public spirited by nature. For example, if there's a fault on a footpath that is slightly broken down or has damaged, so there are some people who would try to mend the damaged footpath. And therefore, such a person will end up bringing public good to the wider community. Along with that, his own or her own welfare is also achieved. So, to give a small anecdote, when I was in Tibet, there was this small pass over which the Tibetans would ride a motorcycle, and as they reached the top of the pass, and all of a sudden they go down, more often than not, they will just fall off the bike. And nobody ever thought to themselves it needed to be somewhat flattened. But they kept going and kept falling down, and they blamed that there was a ghost, a spirit. And they blamed that. And I asked, how long will it take how wide is the top of the path? And they said, it's very narrow. And how long it will take to make it slightly flat? And how many people will it take? And somebody said, oh, it only takes one person one day if they have a shuffle and a pick and so on. If there was, they would be able to widen it and make it flat. Also, they know nobody has the sense of doing anything. That's why we lost our country. So that's because everybody lives only for the day. And so suppose you have to, somebody has to ride to the top, and having had an accident, they would be more careful and they would just manage to go down. And once they manage to do that way, they never to think that the same accident would happen to another person. And no sense of public awareness, public welfare awareness seems to be there, and as a result, nothing really happened. So I thought that I should do something, but I can't say to anyone that people should go there and work together and make it flat. I thought nobody would listen to me, but nevertheless people came to me to have more done. And then I took advantage of people's superstition, and I said, yes, there's something, but if you do something for the greater good, for the people, then the problem can be solved. I said, why not if you just go to the top of the hill and make it slightly big and try to make it flat. One did, another did, and so on. So I used the occasion to ask them to do something for the past.
So I thought
Oh, another short anecdote. There was this Lama who used to teach hidden teaching, or who used to give hidden teaching during cultural revolution and so on. So teachings were given, but it was a very secret. And anyway, he used to live on the other side of the hill, a really stiff, rocky face hill. there was his hermitage. And people, when they went to see him, they would take their some yak or the horses or whatever animals, and the animals, loaded animals, they had to climb a really rugged, stiff hill, and then go down, and it's so stiff, so bad, that animals suffer so severely, and as a result, it caused great damage to the animals. So this Lama knew that people are putting animals through great hardship. And then he asked them, he told them that he suggested that they stop doing that, because when animals come to the top of the hill and go down, he told them that it affects the crematorium on the other side of the hill. Because there are vultures, and he told them that vultures have difficulty coming down, but animals coming down and traveling. Then I thought to myself, how is it possible that animals could disturb the cemetery or the crematorium, the open air crematorium? And he said that to the people, not because it really animals. The passage of animals really deserves the cremation ground, but rather to have them make a path across the base of the hill, the base of the foot of the mountain or the hill. And all that it takes is the only difficult part is from the camp to a certain distance, maybe 3 kilometers, after which then there's really comfortable path on the flat surface. Although it was possible, people always followed the same old tradition of pushing animals through up the cliff face. Once he told them that they had to connect the village to the path at the foot of the hill, once that was done, then you know it was an easy
king to go to his place.
It may have been, he may have said all these things because you were not supposed to say it during that time. That you shouldn't give for a hard time to the animals, it's bad, it's against Dharma. You couldn't say any word of Dharma. So yet, you know, something that's good for the animals had to be done, and that the best way was to say what he said before.
Oh yeah, that's indeed. That then a pen book has any curriculum, but Shula, the Kasinji Mongol of Pendo Yeni.
As long as one has sense for others before self, one may not be highly learned, one may not be educated, but what one does and says will have a benefit to others.
Dairy depends on the time to be checked. Yen, team member, yen, any
Of course, developing Shenjin and cherishing for others is mainly because all have been extremely kind to one across lifetime. If one spends time to think about that that point, then it becomes easier. For example, okay, you might wonder in what way are others kind? Others are kind because we get our food from others. Others are kind, we get our clothing from others. Others are kind, we get our shelter from others. And food, for example, you can think of all possible, all types of food, they necessarily come from others. Animals die. And then when it's at the receiving end of all, the benefit that comes from the loss of their life. And practically everything one needs and receives and to which one enjoys comes from others.
Particularly
when you think about how all sentient beings have been your father or your mother over so many times or countless times, and how they have done everything during their parental roles, then naturally, as you feel close to your parents of this lifetime, a sense of closeness will begin to develop, and with that development of closeness, you will, your heart will warm up to others, and you would want to do something for a sentient being. And the best way to do something at this stage is to train the mind and exchanging self for others by way of giving everything good one has to them and receiving and extracting, removing everything bad in sentient beings and which harms them upon yourself. Also, nothing practically happens in this kind of exercise, but it has an important goal of developing a sense of preparedness, readiness, and willingness to do so if and when an occasion arises. With this attitude of exchanging self for others, you will develop great compassion or maha karuna. So, once you develop great compassion, and compassion is a potent force wanting to relieve others of their pain, And with that principle, desire to relieve others of their pain, you would want to remove their suffering and take it upon yourself. So, lampa. So, in other way, we are dealing with the tenth heading, shall I say, which is a practice of taking or receiving through a heightened sense of compassion. How do we know that you have developed Mahakaruna or compassion? And you would know if and when invariably there's a sense of concern wishing if all sentient beings were free from their suffering and their problems. Okay, physical and psychological problems or distresses. For example, if a single child of a very loving mother falls really seriously ill, and although she will not cry all the time, this mother would be filled with a sense of sadness. And that sadness, wishing earliest possible relief for the child of pain and suffering. Whether she's working, she's eating, she's doing something, at the back of her, deep down, she's always thinking of relief for the child. And in the same way, if genuinely, like this mother, you have this concern, wishing earliest relief for sentient beings, then that is a degree of having developed great compassion. I'm going to ask you a question. So, if sense of relieving all sentient beings from suffering, great compassion, if you have a wish, and if you have a desire to free all sentient beings, or if you think to yourself, if you have a compassion that wishes sentient beings to be free from suffering, is that great compassion?
No.
Peter Mares.
Yeah.
What do you mean by great compassion? So the kind of compassion in the heart of a person, a Mahayana person, a genuine Mahayana person.
So please,
you think about, okay, think about it. Is the compassion in the heart of a Mahayana, wishing, thinking, dreams, freedom, separation from suffering, is that great compassion? Peter said no. So please, you take time to think about that, from a group. Anyway, I'm going to ask Peter, why not Peter? Why is that not great compassion?
I suppose in a sense that complete freedom from suffering, you could say that Nirvana was that. I think that great compassion is just relief from suffering is not enough. They need to free themselves from permanent suffering, just sort of
No. Nirvana is permanent relief from suffering.
Yeah, that's right.
So then?
But it's not really much use to anybody else, is it? I think that the great compassion that they achieve the special enlightenment.
What more do you need get done for sentient beings? Apart from achieving sentient or from liberation from suffering, what do you want to happen to sentient beings apart from Nirvana? What's the point of sentient beings having to achieve Buddhahood? When if they all achieve Nirvana, if all sentient beings are in Nirvana, why would you wish them to be to the Buddha?
To have
others.
It's
a good point. If only there were sentient beings to wish for, to be free from suffering. My question was, if all sentient beings have achieved Nirvana, not one is left, then why do you want sentient beings to achieve Buddhahood? You said, to achieve, to help others. There's no one left to help others. Helping others is to be free from suffering. When all have achieved, then there's nothing, no more has to be done. So when we try to generate supportive teacher, and we think of that our wants to achieve Buddhahood, to help other people, don't we?
Sanji
So, when we generate bodhicitta, you don't think of yourself, I want to achieve Buddhahood to make sentient beings the Buddhas. Pardon?
We want to free them from suffering.
Yeah. Thank you. Kutu tu nui le jawa teni tewa wa reta.
Dima tante jemba jenge tiki.
Haji accept that.
Haji ji kumbu tobe tenda, ranyi sanji ji kumbu tobe nyami kumbu maro hari.
So that is different from a motivation from becoming a Buddha in order to make sentient beings Buddhas.
Is that posting the idea of situation where everybody's reached nirvana? If you think along similar lines, is it at all possible that everybody becomes a Buddha? Since we rely on such an Indian beings to form the contagion to know Buddha.
Jatan Kishila, Anishita, Samje, Anishita, Sanje, which is which are better.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
So there's a time when everybody will be Buddhas.
How can we do that if there's no suffering sentient beings around us? How can the last person become Buddha?
And the name Anishita, Samje, Banishita, Samje, Kumsum Kwan, Samje, Banishita, I die in another one. Yeah, Kubju Kugu. That's your Kubju Kugu. 심지 가지고 심지 가지고 죽고 고스탄지에 타서 나와서 the last sentient thing 고스탄 the last sentient being 고스탄 so 고스탄 기억 전화로 와 고스탄 기억 전화 고스탄 계속 말해 봐 고스탄 이제 동의 이제 코런 코런 치고 뭐 되신다 고스탄 기억 사러 와 동의 무슨 동의 말다 동의 남북 공부로 Ningam Kondata, Niko Yamari, the women were made of a lot of MGT Sanki Sari. That's from the farmers. Uncle can Sanki to this. This is a really, really good question and loaded question, very difficult to answer in monastic debate. Oh, yes. Maybe you should have drawn some rope.
Good,
So this has been, as I said, a really latent question. Many scholars across the ages have talked about this. And some said, it's so difficult, and some said, there's never a time when all will be enlightened. But others say, there will be a time when all will be enlightened. And then some say, not sure about whether all will be enlightened, but since there are three vehicles, each vehicle has a definite, each vehicle is ultimate in its attainment. Once you attain, when you achieve the ultimate goal of this vehicle, Shafaka vehicle, that's it. You are predestined in that vehicle, you will follow that path, and you will reach that goal. That's your goal, you are done, and these people will follow this. So, yes, because of this, it is really a great question.
In that thing, I'm going to be able to do so many times. Since you come to the TG, you're a person. But, I think that Sanjay is a Kuran Duma Sayak, then the Kosanji Kumba told the Magipayo. Kora
세와 구부로와
네.
그런 그런 옛 세와 제사 내에서 그런 그런 세와 제와이나 생전 세와 시험을까 대마도 이제 제네에서 어 대비 세와 디 생전 선지야 공부야 토야 그 디베 같은 생전에 대비 디퍼다 까만 대비 예불나 좀 예미서서 그런 내요 내비 디퍼서서 내비 내기가 딱 그 난지 나도다 에 가서 소지 공부 토발라 바지에 디퍼서야 내 뭔가 요러 생기 뭔가 요러 심지 나마도 지 까마도 같은 거라 또 비트니 그 예바 뭔가 사다요 그것은 예전에 선지에서 그 비트니 그 예바 사다 내에서 란시즈 그런 디판 접었다 하는 선지 공부 냥부터 토로 그랬는 거
そう、自分でこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこっちこ So now, according to the author of a 7J College text called Jitin Chöke Gyantin, who was widely considered Manjushri in human form as a scholar, according to him, his position was there's never a time when they will remain a sentient being in the world. In other words, it's definitely possible for all sentient beings to achieve Buddhahood. Why? As you said, let's say 99.9 sentient beings have attained Buddhahood, and you are the only one left behind. Now, you will attain Buddhahood much more quickly than if there had been sentient beings around, regardless of the number of sentient beings. Because the negativities that we commit are committed against two things, two. It's either sentient beings or lamas, gurus, and deities. So as far as sentient being, the camp of sentient being is concerned, it's just one. All are gone. And therefore, there's nothing left to interact negatively at all. And there will be, of course, with the Buddhas and gurus, you won't do anything nasty towards them. And then what about your past karma? Yes, there may be past karma, there will be past karma left. But that past karma will just be purified so fast, which will just waste itself away. And, okay, now the question of, so, if you are the last sentient being, how can you develop bodhicitta? You can develop bodhicitta for the sole sentient being yourself. Because you are a sentient being, and you are suffering, and therefore, all are gone, and therefore, it's reasonable, he says, it's logical and reasonable to aim for your own Buddhahood. And you will have self-love, self-concern, concern for self-betterment. And driven by that, you will follow the path and you will aspire to a Buddhahood. And then, based on that aspiration and the practice, you will make it to Buddhahood very fast. according to different Chöpa Gyantin's line of thinking on this question.
If
this sentient being, the last sentient being, has a karma, remember there are karmas whose result you must experience for the karma to come to an end, and there are karma that comes to an end without you experiencing the effect. So, since no last sentient beings are left at all have become good, and therefore nobody will get on your nerves, you will be naturally sublime and holy, but didn't offer being alone, and if you have a karma left to suffer consequences, you will suffer that as long as you live that life. And if there are karma whose result you don't have to undergo, those will be purified through the practice they or he or she does. And as a result, it's a quick
delivery.
Yeah.
I thought there were bodhisattvas that have made prayers not to become Buddhas until all other beings
Semjit kamche sam magya bodhama sam jeg me sulu kar ani chige rani sote inge ma jeji sum de sa de aur malam kan do malam ko ani ya ta ram ne chem bich sa de aur tini tanik jeji sum ba chate aur es ya ta rani wan an gada ni chano thama de ko inge ma re jo ba kod
코로나
what if you happen to be the best bodhisattva who met that wish, then you will be that person. So your question was, it needn't be you that are the Buddhisattvas who have that and wish. What if that you are that Buddhisattva?
Yeah, that's a special case.
That all sentient beings will attain Buddhahood. So there are three ways of developing bodhicitta, okay? One is called a king-like bodhicitta. The second is called a ferryman-like bodhicitta. The third is called what Krishna was saying, shepherd-like bodhicitta. And according to the Sri Jensen, if you practice the ferryman-like bodhicitta, then you know, the ferryman or ferrywoman, when they take passengers, you know, they don't, he doesn't put people in the boat or the ship, and he sits on the other side. They go, the ferryman or the boatman goes to row whatever. So the passenger and the vehicle go together, and therefore, following that model of a bodhicitta, you have a vow to take sentient being with you to Buddhahood, and therefore all will attain Buddhahood, and nobody will be left behind, according to Terry. Is it Terry man, Jay?
No.
Terry man or Terry woman? Terry person?
I'm Dindiya, man. 산지 찍이 산지 산지 늘 이게 뜻해야 하면 되게 까와요 말이. 근데 매 이제 되게 까와냐면 되게 대장만 될 것 같아요. 까와냐면 맞지. 까와지 까라지 고생을 자기는 소소소를 때 내만 다 내가 까와 채 되는데. 이제 내가 일본 밭 채 토글에 맞아. 내가 까와 맞지 무슨 이게 산지 내가 까와 맞지 무슨 이제 뭐 같이 미겨 말아. 간다지 또 생 또 생이 봐이나. 뭐 같이 있는 이제 까와냐면 되게 자기 그래. 근데 다시 내가 까와 산지 산지 듣으기 정보 론이 산지 사비 이제 잡다 세시 진이 신제들이 론이 까와데 출려래
나
다 가리 가리 아니 다 가자 다야 산지 산지 잡아 카시 같이 라니 까와 까위 신제는 해야 다제 아니 가리 가리 론이 지지 장통이 쇼지 레그레 타마 데라 아니 다 산지 까와 까하거든 라데 뇽볼 산지 사 컨버딩이 신제는 파이그레
So another line of reasoning why all no sentient beings will be left, all will one day be, is because Buddhas are only able to help sentient beings with the same. Literally translated with the same merit. What it means is, what Jeshe said, it is not possible for one Buddha to free all beings, although there is a wish. It's not possible. Only Buddhas can only have sentient beings who have a karmic affinity. It's called karmic affinity. And so, there are some Buddhas who develop a royal bodhicitta, okay, king-like bodhicitta, who, that means, plus our need to be in a position of authority and power. I need to be like a king. Plus I need to be a Buddha myself, for their sake, of course. Once I become Buddha, then I will push them, take them, lead them to Buddhahood. So, Buddhas who have made Buddhas who develop bodhicitta this way and will lead sentient beings, you know, karmic affinity with those Buddhas in that way. The second will be shepherd-like Buddhas. Okay, shepherd-like bodhicitta Buddhas. And who will not attain their own Buddhahood first. First they will push sentient beings, drive sentient beings to Buddhahood, and then they will have, and then they will enter. And when they have sentient beings, again, they can only do so much. So when they help sentient beings, they will help sentient beings who have common affinity with Buddhas with this kind of mentality. The third one will be, the third type of Buddha will be Buddhas who have become, who developed bodhicitta through the third model, let's say the Carry Man model. And these Buddhas will then only be able to help people who have the attitude of going together. So that's another rationale given.
That is,
So there are two types of compassion now. Okay, a compassion that wants to relieve others from suffering. Okay, a compassion wishing others relief from suffering, and a compassion that wants to save others. Which do you think is the more? Which do you think is better? There's a big difference between compassion wishing others relief from suffering and a compassion that wants to save proactively. There are big differences between the two. And they are called compassion wanting relief for sentient beings, and compassion wanting to save sentient beings.
What's the reason?
Of these two, which is better, do you think? And now in our case, we are all humans, we have some decency, and we do wish that others be free from suffering. We don't have a universal sense of responsibility that I will help them out of suffering. So compassion wishing people to be free from suffering also in the minds of a Hinayana practitioner and arahats. But compassion wanting proactive compassion of helping others it's not possible until you develop what is called that great compassion, or Mahakaruna is a Sanskrit word.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We better stop now.
Jindam Karo.
Bhavanjitokin Majapashachon.